And away we go here on a Getaway Friday, July the 15th, 2022, 17 minutes past the hour, 72 degrees and sunny skies. You know, since I came on the air this morning at 8:15, it has now went up 12 degrees in just a little over 2 hours. Well, about 2 hours on the dot. 12 degrees in 2 hours, so the temp is going up rather fast. Hope you enjoyed the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. Always a good show here on WWGH Radio. Does anybody have anything more to say about the Charter City conversation we were having earlier on? If you're just tuning in, Pastor Brett Cornelius, City Councilman at Large, was on the program on Wednesday and talked about how the Charter City initiative had gotten out of committee and was going to go in front of the full council to be put on the November ballot. And then we learned yesterday from City Councilman Jason Schauber that at this time he will be voting against putting the Charter City on the ballot. And he felt Mike Thomas was also going to vote against that, which was 2/3 of the vote. So the Charter City will not be on the ballot this fall, as long as those two, Schauber and Thomas, vote no, because you have to have 2/3 of the vote to get it on the ballot. 740-751-4038. And we also learned yesterday, it came up in the conversation with Jason Schauber, and I got this message from City Hall, and I appreciate that, that as of July the 14th, City Council has had 15 regular and special meetings. Four of those meetings, 27%, have had the attendance of every voting member. So the only times out of 15 that all City Council members have been present this year have been four, which amounts to 27%. But they do still collect a paycheck. So if anybody has anything to say about that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. We were also talking about the Phil Donahue interview, which I taped earlier in the week, last night. That will air soon on Roe versus Wade and the January 6th committees and Ukraine and some very interesting stuff involving Phil Donahue, stuff you've never heard before. So tune into that. We'll get you that time as soon as we know it. 740-751-4038. You know, the City Council thing is interesting to me. 27% of the time this year is all voting members have been present. Is this bad? Does this bother you? 740-751-4038. Now, also, as I said in our number one, we have tickets to the Will Rogers Follies at the Marion Palace Theater this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. Now, we still have 6 tickets to this show to give away. We gave away 2 tickets to this show the other day to Sarah Burgraff, but we still have 3 more chances to win. So maybe we should get into this. Now, remember, if you want to play along and don't want the tickets, that's fine. Just let me know. Or I guess I'm saying if you want to play and don't necessarily want the prize, it doesn't mean anything because you might not win the prize because we're going to do a drawing. As a matter of fact, we're going to do 3 drawings here this morning, maybe one every hour that we have left. So let's get some people entered quick here by doing some Family Feud. Because we still have 2 categories of July 4th Family Feud that I would like to get through. So let's start here. Name something people ride in a 4th of July parade. 6 answers. Name something people ride in a 4th of July parade. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people ride in a 4th of July parade. 6 answers. And remember, if you don't want the Will Rogers Follies tickets, you might not win because we're going to do a drawing every hour. Or, just let me know that you're not necessarily interested in the tickets. but that you do still want to play along. Something you ride in a 4th of July parade. Go ahead, caller.
A convertible.
A convertible. Number one answer. Who do we have on the line?
Tammy Weber.
All right, Tammy, we got you in. Thank you. Tammy's in the competition. Convertible. Number one answer on the list. All right, here comes another guest. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello?
A fire truck.
Fire truck. Number five on the list. Got you in, Trish. Thank you. Okay. Trish is in. Fire truck. Number five on the list. Name something people ride in a 4th of July parade. We've got convertible is number one, and fire truck is number five. Now, we still have four other answers here. Now, remember, you can enter as many times as you like. We're going to do a drawing every hour for two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies at the Marion Palace Theater this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. 740-751-4038. But again, if you're not interested in the tickets, you can still play along this morning and have a good time with us. Go ahead, caller.
How about the back of a pickup truck?
Pickup truck. Let's see here. No pickup truck on the list. No pickup truck on the list. Name something people ride in a 4th of July parade. Something people ride in a 4th of July parade. Go ahead, caller.
On a float, like a wagon.
Yes, float is number four. Got you in, Judy. Go ahead, caller.
A float?
We just got float. Go ahead, caller.
Police car.
Police car. Let's see here. No police car on the list. No police car on the list, unfortunately, here. Name something people ride in a 4th of July parade. Go ahead, caller.
Horse-drawn wagon.
Horses, yes. Carriage. Number six on the list. Horses are number six. Thanks. All right. Horses are on the list. Let's see if we got another call coming in here. I think we do. Go ahead, caller.
Motorcycle.
Motorcycle's number two on the list. Thank you. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about a motorcycle?
We already got motorcycle.
All right, thank you.
All right. We already have motorcycle. We've got convertibles, motorcycles, floats, fire trucks, and horses. Still one answer left. Name something people ride in a 4th of July parade. Go ahead, caller.
A bicycle.
Bicycle, number three on the list. Got you in, Tammy. Thank you. All right, that's it for that category. Name something people ride in a 4th of July parade. Convertibles, motorcycles, bikes, floats, fire trucks, and horses. So we've got Tammy, Trish, and Judy Smith in so far. All right, next category. This also has five answers. Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States for the 4th of July. Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States during the 4th of July. Five answers here. 740-751-4038. And remember, at the end of this hour, we're going to draw for two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater at 2 p.m. 27 minutes past the hours. Go ahead, caller.
A parade.
Parade, number five on the list. Gotcha, Tammy. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The parade.
We just got parade. Go ahead, caller.
Playing of the national anthem.
No national anthem, but a good guess. No national anthem on the list. Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. Now we've got parade. Parade was number 5 on the list. Still 4 other answers here. Go ahead, caller.
The fireworks.
Fireworks. Number 4 on the list. You got it. Thank you. Judy Smith in again. Fireworks, number 4 on the list. Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
A cookout.
Cookout, number 1 on the list. You got it. Go ahead. Well, we lost that caller. So we've got cookouts, fireworks, and parades. Still 2 answers left here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Baseball game.
No baseball game. Good guess, though. No baseball game on the list. Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. We've got cookouts, fireworks, and parades. Still 2 answers left here. We've got Trish, Judy Smith, and Tammy, all in the competition so far. Some several times, but no problem there. Going to draw for 2 tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater at 2 p.m. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. What would that be? 740-751-4038. We've got cookouts, fireworks, and parades. Still 2 answers left. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. Well, did we name all the things we would miss? There are still 2 on here that are pretty strong. 2 things you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. 740-751-4038. Who's going to get our answers here? Phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. All right, maybe this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Family reunions?
No family reunions, but that's kind of close. It's one thing in a bigger category.
Okay.
Keep thinking. Family reunion, kind of close. But on this list, it's more part of a bigger category. What would a family reunion be, I guess? Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. Cookouts, fireworks, and parades we have. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about a fair?
You know what? Not a fair, but again, kind of part of a bigger category. Go ahead, caller.
How about a festival?
Kind of part of a bigger category. Not a fair, not a festival. Again, kind of part of a bigger category. A family reunion, a fair, a festival, they all kind of fall under the same heading. What are those things? Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. Go ahead, caller.
How about a concert?
Not a concert, but that's kind of under that category too. Go ahead, caller.
Celebration.
That's it. All those are celebrations. Okay. Gotcha, Tammy. Thank you.
All
Tammy gets in with celebrations. That's pretty much what all those things were. Now, there's still one answer left. It's the number two answer. Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. We've got cookouts, celebrating, fireworks, parades, and one answer left. What could that be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, the winner will get two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. And we're going to give two tickets away at the end of this hour. 740-751-4038. Now we've got Tammy, Judy Smith, Trish in the competition so far. I think Tammy in here a few times. Judy Smith in here a couple. And I think Trish in here a couple at this point. Who else is going to get in here? Who's going to get the final answer here? Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. Something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. 740-751-4038. We've got cookouts, celebrating, fireworks, parades. Go ahead, caller.
How about a picnic?
Not a picnic. Picnic not on the list today. Something you would miss if you were not in the United States on the 4th of July. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Cookouts, celebrating, fireworks, and parades are the answers we have so far. Who's got another answer? 740-751-4038. One answer left. One more person to get entered into our drawing here to win two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. I hear it's a great, great show. Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States for the 4th of July. Cookouts, celebrating, fireworks, parades, one answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Speech?
Not a speech. A speech does not make the list today. What could this final answer be? If you were in another country during the 4th of July, what would you be missing about this country? What is something you would miss seeing, being a part of, if you were in another country? Go ahead, caller.
The flag.
The flag. You have got it. Who do we have on the line?
Pat Augustine.
Oh, right, Pat. Got you in. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Pat Augustine gets in here with the flag. So those were the answers. Name something you would miss if you were not in the United States for the 4th of July. Cookouts, flags, celebrating, fireworks, and parades. All right, that does away with our July 4th family feud. Finally got through that. So now let's get back to our logo questions. Business logo, restaurant logo. Now we have two answers left over from the other day, and we'll throw in a new one here. Two questions. What chain's logo depicts... No, wait a second here. Let's start here. Six. Which chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Does anybody know that chain? What chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? And then our new question. This is kind of an interesting one. Colonel Sanders opened his first restaurant inside a what? Now, isn't that interesting? Colonel Sanders opened his first restaurant inside a what? 740-751-4038. And the other two questions, now these are all about restaurant chains. Which restaurant chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? That question's been out there a while. Then we have, which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? Does anybody know that one? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. These are the answers we're looking for here to get into the competition to win two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. All righty. 740-751-4038. Colonel Sanders opened his restaurant inside a what? Does anybody know what the first Colonel Sanders restaurant was opened inside? Which restaurant chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which restaurant chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? Barcelos. 740-751-4038. In the competition so far, we've got Tammy Weber, Judy Smith, Trish, Pat Augenstein, giving away two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies coming up here in about 20 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Is anybody even going to venture a guess here on this one? Colonel Sanders opened his first restaurant inside of a what? All right, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Colonel Sanders, his Corbin, Kentucky service station.
Right, so that would be a gas station. You have got it. All right, Tammy, got you in. Yes, the first Colonel Sanders restaurant was opened inside of a gas station. Service station, gas station. Okay, well, let's see. We got another. We lost that one. Here's another question for you. How many inches is a standard Subway sub? Now, there's something you can dazzle the people with at Subway here in town. We've got a lot of locations of Subway. How many inches is a standard Subway sub? 740-751-4038. Then we've got our long-term questions here. Which chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? Go ahead, caller.
Would the standard be 6 inches?
Not six. Good guess. Go ahead, caller.
Regular size subs are 6 inches.
Not six.
And then big ones are foot long.
Which would be how many inches?
12.
12. You've got it. 12 is the standard sub over at Subway, I guess. So we got you, Judy. Thank you. Judy Smith gets in again here. 12 inches is the standard size sub at Subway. All right, another new question. Well, now this is interesting. Which restaurant chain once sold a black squid ink burger? How about that? Now there's some knowledge. Which restaurant chain once sold a black squid ink burger? 740-751-4038. Then our other two long-term questions here. Which chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? B-A-R-C-E-L-O-S. Does anybody know which chain once sold a black squid ink burger? 740-751-4038. Now remember, these are all food chains. 740-751-4038. 43 minutes past the hour here. Tammy Weber, Judy Smith, Pat Augenstein, and Trish so far in the competition for the two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. Go ahead, caller.
Would the squid burger be McDonald's?
Not McDonald's. Good guess, though. The squid burger is not at McDonald's. Which chain once sold a black squid ink burger? Go ahead, caller.
Is it Roosters?
For which question?
For the Barcelona chicken?
No, not Roosters, but that's a good guess. The Barcelona chicken, Barcelos. Not Roosters, but a good guess. Which chain has a logo? Well, let's take the call here and see if we got another right answer on the way. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The squid hamburger, would that be Red Lobster?
Not Red Lobster, but a good guess. Not Red Lobster. Which chain once sold a black squid ink burger? That's a question here. Which chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Which chain's logo depicts the rooster of Barcelos? Boy, I wish somebody would get that one. We've had that one here quite a while. And then we have, which chain once sold a black squid ink burger? Now, these are all food questions. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Bando's?
Now, what's that?
Bando's?
For which question?
The rooster question.
The rooster of Barcelos? You are right, but now how do you know that?
Through the powers of Google.
Well, right. Well, because of that, what is Nando's? Because I have no idea.
It's a restaurant of which the logo is the Barcelos.
Well, that explains it all right there. I just don't...
I've heard of it, but I've never been there. It's Nando's is a South African multinational fast casual chain that specializes in flame-grilled peri-peri-style chicken. Founded in Johannesburg in 1987, Bando's operates over 1,200 outlets in 30 countries.
My goodness. They're that big a chain? Now, is it the rooster of Barcelos, or am I butchering that word? B-A-R-C-E-L-O-S.
Trust me when I say you're asking the wrong person. I have no clue.
Well, I'm just glad I don't have to say it anymore here this morning. Don't have to say Barcelos anymore.
Well, as of August, there are 43 restaurants, Bando restaurants. I might be saying that wrong. It might be Nando's or something. You know, I don't know.
Is that but worldwide?
There's 43 of them in the U.S.
Are you excited Sunday for the Will Rogers Follies?
I can hardly contain my excitement.
Oh, you know what? I hear it's a tremendous show.
The other day I said Roy Rogers.
You thought there was going to be like wrangling pigs on the stage and things?
Oh, boy. Well, have a good show, Scott.
All right, well, keep playing.
Toodles.
Bye-bye. Yes, we finally got Nando's. The Rooster of Barcelos was a restaurant called Nando's. Although I have no idea what that is, but we thank our friend Sarah for the answer. So now the long-term question is, who's going to be smart enough to get this one? Which chain has a logo that features four yellow squares inside a blue square? Now remember, these are all food questions. Which chain once sold a black squid ink burger? 740-751-4038. Now we'll add a new question here. Now, this is going to be horrible, but here we go. Which chain's bread contained azodicarbonide until 2014? Now, I don't even know what that is. A-Z-O-D-I-C-A-R-B-O-N-A-M-I-D-E. Azodicarbonamide? Whew! How about that? Go ahead, caller.
Greggs.
Thank goodness.
I don't know. It has. Is that right?
No, that was a guess.
Well, I mean, I was Googling, and I looked up like 200 different logo signs, and it's the only thing that had four yellow squares.
It is Greg. Now the question is, what is Greg's?
From what I gathered, it was a bakery or something, and there's not very many of them in the United States.
Well, I don't know, but apparently their logo, which apparently contains four yellow squares inside a blue square, is not like the Golden Arches.
No, I've been last half hour trying to find that.
Oh.
I was like, well, I'm going to call in. That's the only thing that looks close to what it's saying.
You got it. Thanks, Ryan.
You can put somebody else in it. If somebody really wants to go, I win, give them to somebody else.
I'll do that. Thank you, Ryan.
Yep, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank goodness Ryan got it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that black squid ink, wasn't that Burger King?
That was Burger King. Now, do you remember that burger?
I remember seeing it in advertisements and stuff.
Well, apparently it didn't go over big.
No, people are weird about that.
Well, would you order that? Can you imagine pulling up there hungry saying, give me the number three, the black squid ink burger with a large fry, onion rings, and a large diet? I can't see it.
Oh, I seen it. I didn't want it.
No. Yeah, well, I imagine if they put the picture up there, that would be enough to deter you right there.
Yeah, that pretty much deterred me because I don't think I want anything to do with squid ink.
No. But maybe it would make a good pen if you didn't have a pen in the car and we're going to the bank.
Yeah, you could write with it, but I don't think I want to eat it.
No, I can't see that. Now somebody's got to get... Now, do you get the pronunciation of this azodicarbonamide?
Is it amine or anate?
Well, the first part I'm pretty sure I'm... A-Z-O-R is azo.
Yeah.
D-I, die... carbon, C-A-R-B-O-N, but the end of the word is A-M-I-D-E. So is it a mead or a mide?
It sounds like a mead to me.
So azodicarbonamide.
I guess.
Azodicarbonamide.
Look it up, you know, like in a dictionary app or something and see how to pronounce it.
Well, hopefully we'll get an answer here so I can get rid of that one too.
Yeah, because I got no idea. What did you say that was, a bread?
Yeah, which chain, it's a chain, which chain's bread contained azodicarbonate until 2014?
Swivel?
No, good guess, though.
Okay.
We got you in, though.
All right.
And remember, we're giving away two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies. Now, we got Scott in. Now, Ryan doesn't want the tickets, but Ryan's playing along, which I'm glad because we want people playing along. So if I draw Ryan's name out, I'll just draw the second person who I get. Go ahead, caller.
How about Panera Bread?
Not Panera. Good guess, though. Not Panera Bread. Now, okay, so we'll keep that question going. Which chain's bread contains azodicarbamide until 2014? We'll add a couple more questions here in a second. Go ahead, caller.
As the Subway has the azodicarbamide.
You got it. Subway. Now, what is that?
It makes the bread white.
Oh, it makes the bread white. Okay. Is there any reason they had to take it out?
I don't know. I didn't read all of
it. Well, no, I did. Hey, that's enough for me, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go. Okay, so I think we've got all our questions, so we got to add three new questions here. How about that? 52 minutes past the hour, we're going to be drawing for two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies here in about 7 minutes. Got quite a few people in. Trish, Scott, Pat Augenstein, Judy Smith, Tammy. Let's go here and get some more people in. Okay, three new questions. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is discarded if not used within how many minutes? Ooh, that's interesting. Anybody could get that right. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is discarded if not used within how many minutes? Here's another new one. Which restaurant chain started in the back of a broom closet? How about that? Which restaurant chain started in the back of a broom closet? Boy, we're learning this morning. What is the United Kingdom's... Now, this question's a weirded word. What is the United Kingdom's best-selling Domino's pizza? So we're talking about a topping. What is the United Kingdom's best-selling Domino's pizza? So there's three questions for you. Three brand-new questions. 740-751-4038. Anybody can get in here to win two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies Saturday at the Marion Palace Theater. The three new questions. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is discarded if not used within how many minutes? Which restaurant chain started in the back of a broom closet? What is the United Kingdom's best-selling Domino's pizza? 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour. We've got Tammy Weber in several times, Trish in several times, Judy Smith in several times, Pat Augenstein in, Scott in, Sarah and Ryan in, but they'll, I think, bow out here and get another pick. Go ahead, caller.
Papa John started in a broom closet.
Now, did you know that or did you Google that?
I Googled it.
Isn't that weird? How in the world would it start in a broom closet?
In his father's tavern.
Oh, so he was making the pizzas. Did he put an oven in the broom closet?
I don't know.
That's strange. Well, I'll take it, though. Thanks, Tammy.
Yep.
Papa John's started in a broom closet. How about that? Okay, still two other questions here. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is discarded if not used within how many minutes? You know, anybody could just guess and get that. What is the United Kingdom's best-selling Domino's pizza? New question here. Which restaurant chain invented the crown crust pizza? A lot of pizza questions here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
18 minutes for the
coffee. 18 minutes. You are right. You know, isn't that awful quick?
Yes, that sure is.
I with 18 minutes.
Mine's just all day.
That's why I say 18 minutes and Dunkin' Donuts is doing away with their coffee. That is something else. Hey, thanks, wasteful. Trish.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that is waste. That's going through a lot of coffee. I wonder if we went down and sat in Dunkin' Donuts here and timed them if they would throw away the coffee every 18 minutes. That's interesting. All right, what is the United Kingdom's best-selling Domino's pizza? Which restaurant chain invented the crown crust pizza? This is an easy one. Anybody could get this, I hope, without Googling. How many herbs and spices are in KFC's chicken seasoning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How many herbs and spices are in KFC's chicken seasoning? Which chain invented the crown crust pizza? What is the United Kingdom's best-selling Domino's pizza? Go ahead, caller.
Pepperoni pizza, United Kingdom.
Pepperoni pizza, you got it. I wonder, you know, I would guess that's probably the same here in America, wouldn't you?
I would think so. Cheddar cheese.
So I guess between us and the United Kingdom, there's no different at all.
I guess not.
Say thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Domino's Pizza's best-selling United Kingdom pizza is pepperoni. All right, we got about, a little under 2 minutes here before we're going to draw for two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies, 2 p.m. Sunday at the Marion Palace Theater. Which chain invented the Crown Crust Pizza? How many herbs and spices are in KFC's chicken seasoning? Under a minute here. Two tickets to the Will Rogers Follies. Now, here's the thing, though. If you don't win this hour, we're going to do it next hour, too, for two more tickets to the Will Rogers Follies. So if you don't win this hour, don't go away. Stay with us. Go ahead, caller.
11 herbs.
11 herbs and spices. You got it, Trish. Thank you. Trish is in with 11 herbs and spices. Absolutely. Okay, the last question this hour. Which chain invented the Crown Crust Pizza? Does anybody know that one? Last chance to get in this hour. Go ahead, caller.
Pizza Hut on the Crown.
You got it. Who do we got on the line?
Oh, this is Roger.
Oh, Roger. Okay, well, we got you in, Roger. Thank you.
Well, I really can't go to it, so just give it to the next person.
Okay, if we draw your name, we'll move to the second.
Thank you.
All right, Roger's in here. All right, well, it's time to do the drawing here for this hour. Now, remember, if you don't win, just play next hour because we're giving away two more tickets. And if you don't want the tickets, if we draw your name, we'll just go on to the next person. Okay, here, shuffle them up real quick. Okay, we've only got 30 seconds here. The winner this hour is Trish. Trish Franklin, you are our winner. You are now with Sarah Burggraf going to the Will Rogers Follies Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. So Sarah and Trish, you have won. If you didn't win, come back next hour. We're going to do it again for two more tickets. And Trish and Sarah, you can still play. So don't switch that dial. We'll be back in 15 minutes for some more giveaways. Don't change the dial. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll. And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind, kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to. And I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have